The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Todd Starnes here. I'm the host of the program. You may have forgotten that. I've been out for about 4 or 5 days. Super thank you, and I'm incredibly grateful to the great team here and to the host. We had Steve Gill, Mary Walters, and Jeff Katz who filled in. I don't know what it was, but I got smacked by some sort of like upper respiratory, the sinus stuff, and it was just very unpleasant. And so I thought, I need to take some time off. And I hate doing that because I love hanging out with you guys. But thank you for the kind words and the thoughts and the prayers over the past several days. Good to be back. And honestly, even if I had been sick, I would have crawled back into the news bunker, and because we've got so much to talk about today. A lot happening over the past 4 or 5 days in this country. Very disturbing stuff, but we should not be surprised at all. Not at all. I want to share with you a word of caution. And this is something that I'll be repeating just about every day between now and the midterm elections. I've had a chance over the weekend to go through and read a lot of information, a lot of affidavits, a lot of things connected to President Trump and the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And I've come away with this conclusion, that there's nothing there. And I think one of the indicators that we know there was nothing there, what's been happening out of FBI headquarters? When it comes to Donald Trump, what's been happening? Everything leaks. Everything. Anything that would reflect negatively on President Trump has leaked. And yet there have been no leaks of the documents that they confiscated, the materials they found at Mar-a-Lago. So I don't think they found anything because there was nothing there. As we have told you time and time again, President Trump has every right to declassify materials. Barack Obama had the same right. He had the same authority. So did George W. Bush. They've all done it. And it has only become a problem when Donald Trump became president. Now, one of the big questions, and this has been a big one, is whether or not Joe Biden knew about this. The White House has told us emphatically on a number of occasions that Joe Biden knew nothing of the raid. He knew nothing about it all until after the fact. But now we know, because a federal judge yesterday released her findings regarding the president's request, for the former president's request for a special master. We now know, because tucked away inside those documents is a very important piece of information. You say, Todd, what is that information? It's very interesting, ladies and gentlemen, because according to the judge, according to the legal documents, this is not the spin coming out of the mouth of Miss Jean-Pierre, the lesbian immigrant black press secretary. No. This is legal. This is a matter of the law. We now know that this entire investigation, the entire raid, not only did President Biden know about it, President Biden is the one who instigated it. That this was done at the behest of the incumbent president of the United States. Now, that should be a headline that should be screaming across the front of every newspaper in America and every cable news channel in America. But they're not doing it. And why are they not doing it? Well, the answer is very clear, because once again, this would absolve President Trump. This would tell the American people, hey, wait a second, something's not right here. Once again, we have proved that this is nothing more than a political witch hunt. And President Trump was all about that over the weekend at his rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And we're going to play some audio from that speech in just a matter of moments. But I want you to hear this, and this is what I'll be repeating over and over and over and over again. I know that many of you are exhausted. You're worn out. Many of you say, Todd, I love this president. I love Donald Trump. He is a great American patriot. He made America great again, but I can't do it anymore. Let me explain something to you. That's what they want you to do. That's how they want you to feel. They want you to be exhausted. And that's why every single day, the mainstream media, they're pounding away at Donald Trump, because they know that you can't take it. At least that's their thinking. But I believe you guys can. I believe that every one of you listening to this program right now, you know what's really going on here. Folks, every single day, they're piling on. Every single day. Last night I was channel surfing through the Netflix, and I came across this movie. It came out, I think, last year, and it's incredibly skewed to the left, and it's a fictionalized account of the relationship between James Comey, then FBI director, and President Trump. And watching that movie and being disgusted by it, it reminded me that the FBI has been after Donald Trump since before he became president. They have wanted to destroy this man. And they vowed, those FBI agents, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, very powerful individuals within the inner circle of the FBI, they made it their life's mission to try and destroy Donald Trump. We cannot allow them to be successful again. So, what's the marching order? The marching order is to stand firm. Do not be discouraged. Do not throw in the towel. You're going to have to pace yourself, folks. It's a marathon. You can't go in every single day going 3,000 miles an hour. You got to pace yourself, and you've got to know that at the end of the day, this is all about taking down you, the American people. As a matter of fact, President Biden was very clear over the past couple of days that the problem, the most egregious problem facing America, is not China or Iran or Russia or whatever. The greatest threat to democracy is we the people. That's what Joe Biden said over the weekend. You need to understand, they're not just coming after Trump. They're coming after all of us. And together, we have to take a stand. We have to take a stand. And if we do not, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to lose in the midterms. It's that simple. So don't be discouraged. Don't get sucked in to the constant badgering day in and day out that's coming from the mainstream media, and including Fox News Channel. You just can't buy into all of that. But I want you to hear, and again, this is truly what they think about all of you. Cut number 11.
I see words of encouragement. I see optimism. I see a commander in chief who is calling out to all of us, no matter our political affiliation.
All of us? He wasn't calling out to the MAGA supporters, certainly. He mentioned them more than a dozen times, and as a threat to democracy. Has the president essentially given up on those MAGA Republicans, some 70 million people?
Well, what the president has done is said that he will continue to work with mainstream Republicans, that he will work with Democrats, that he will work with independents to get things done in our country. But this MAGA Republican agenda, this hate-fueled agenda, this MAGA Republican agenda that we saw incite violence on our nation's capital has no place in a democracy. And if we are not intentional about calling it out, which is what the president did, then our country, everything that our country is built upon, is in danger.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You had the president standing in front of the gates of hell in, where was it, Independence Hall in Pennsylvania, desecrating that beautiful building, using the Marines, not as props. Those Marines were there for a reason. They were there to send a message, and the message is very clear, and the president has said this. He's going to send the F-15s, F-14s out after MAGA people. What is he going to do, shoot all of us? I think the reason the Marines were there was to send a message that if you don't toe the line, we're going to be sending the troops in. That's what Trump is. That's what this is all about here. Biden is playing hardball. But again, it's not Biden. It's Susan Rice and Barack Obama. They're the ones that are pulling the strings in this Godfather trilogy here. That's what's really going on. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is very simple. Are you, as a member of the MAGA community, are you still proud to be a supporter of Donald Trump, and are you willing to take a stand? Are these threats coming from the White House? Are they working? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I just have to brag on our great website team. They have been working around the clock over the weekend. Amazing stories for you to check out. ToddStearns.com. Bookmark the website. Great journalism being done there, folks. Also, you can download our free podcast and newsletter. Great resources for you to share with your friends and your neighbors. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns.
There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever, ever back down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we are on together has only just begun. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious American nation. So with the help of everyone here today and citizens all across our land, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you.
And thank you, President Trump. God bless you, sir. The video from that speech in Wilkes-Barre, tens of thousands of people, unbelievable crowd there. People were weeping and they were cheering. Grace Baker was getting the handkerchief out just a few moments ago. This is presidential, ladies and gentlemen. This is a man. As soon as I saw the president there in the beautiful arena with the massive American flag, the George Patton American flag behind him, draped from the rafters, the only thing I could think of, and I jotted this down on Twitter, let there be light. I mean, it stands in stark contrast to what we saw in Philadelphia with the blood red lighting and the darkness enveloping the crowd. And Joe Biden with the beady little eyes. Compare and contrast, ladies and gentlemen, when President Trump said that conservatives, that Americans, we kneel to God. And who do the Democrats kneel to, ladies and gentlemen? They kneel to the God of Moloch, the God of child sacrifice. That's who the Democrats bow down to. And all I could think of as I was watching a Biden standing there bathed in the blood red lights and the darkness around him, all I could think of was it was demonic. It was satanic. It was as if we were watching the Prince of Darkness, the Antichrist, just lording over America. I don't think people were actually buying what Biden was trying to sell. Maybe wrong here, but I think the American people see through this. They see evil. They know what evil is. And that was it personified. I want to go to the phones real quick. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. And Patty, Grace is telling me that you were at that rally with President Trump.
Yes, I was, Todd, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, yeah, I was. And I'm going to tell you something. There had to be over 50,000 people there. And plus, there were people waiting outside.
It was that big of a crowd, huh?
Yeah.
Patty, what was the atmosphere like? What was the mood like?
We
just played that.
It was wonderful. I was telling Grace, when he was doing that speech and the music, whoever picked out that music, that's a president. The other one looked like Mussolini coming out.
It's true. Very Gestapo, very Hitler-like, Patty.
Yes, I was waiting for the mustache to be put on him.
That was the only thing missing, by the way. it really was.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Todd. How did you think those two Marines felt?
You know, it reminded me, remember when Biden, or it was Obama, during the rainstorm, and he had the Marines standing out there holding an umbrella so Obama would not get wet. They didn't want a raindrop.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it was basically an up yours. And I think the Marines, honestly, God bless those men because they stood their post as they were ordered to do. But I suspect they had to fight the urge to get up and walk away with every fiber in their body.
I know, and you know what? And you know, it was all when he come out like that. Now I've seen all the red in the back, and I'm thinking, my God, it looks like Satan walking out.
You know, Patty, that is a great way to look at it, and I think that's a very descriptive way. There is an evil coming out of the White House right now, and again, we're not a religious show. But it just seemed to me, I just felt a sense of evil, demonic evil coming out of my television watching Joe Biden. Hey, Patty, we got to run. I am so glad you were at that rally, and thank you for the firsthand eyewitness report. 844-747-8868. I do believe in the forces of darkness. I do believe in demons. But I also believe in angels. And we got a lot of angels listening to this radio program. And I think those are the folks that are going to save America. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. Where's Grace Baker at? You're not going to believe this. So, you know, Grace, I live in a really nice part of the Memphis area.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, you know, I wouldn't say it's exclusive.
Schmazzy.
But it's chic, maybe?
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, I've been sick. I haven't really gone anywhere. So yesterday, I was feeling well enough to get up and move about. And I go down, and I get into the Cadillac, and I glance over, and I'll be darned if, well, first of all, I looked, there's a car parked next to mine, and I noticed there was no car there, but it was just filled with glass. So somebody had, like, busted out the glass.
No.
And I thought, oh, man, that's terrible. So, you know, they finally, because we have a big epidemic of people stealing cars here in Memphis.
It is. It is a tragedy.
So anyway, and you know me, I'm a good driver. So I'm looking over to the passenger side. And when I do, I'm like, holy crap. They tried to, like, break into my car.
No.
So the good news is this Cadillac, the only thing it doesn't have is, like, it doesn't have, like the James Bond car, which I wish it did.
With the guns?
With guns. Otherwise, there would be a dead car burglar somewhere in my parking lot. But, no, they tried to smash in my window, but I've got these sensors, and as soon as they touch the car, they go off.
Very good.
They ran away. But now I got to replace the blasted window.
Man, that just stinks.
It's not good.
Another day living in Memphis.
It is not good. Indeed it is. So there you go. Anyway, even in the nice parts of town, the criminal element.
Nowhere's immune. No zip code.
No, we got a George Soros district attorney. So what do we, you know, it's like San Francisco out there.
Yep.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, everybody. Good to have you with us. Memphis has been in the international news over the past couple of days. I don't know if you've seen this bizarre story. A beloved school teacher and a mother of two young boys was out for an early morning jog, got kidnapped, and now just moments ago, I mean, this thing has been all over the news because apparently she's the granddaughter of she's an heiress. The grandfather ran a multi-billion-dollar company. One of the relatives is a federal judge, so it's a high-profile case, and it's really. And it's really gripped the entire world. I mean, the Daily Mail, Sky News, New York Post, the New York Times, Fox News has reporters boots on the ground here in Memphis. And to help us figure out what's going on is Ben Dieter, who's the news anchor at KWAM, the flagship station of the Todd Stearns radio program. Ben, I know you've been working pretty much around the clock on this story. Tell us what happened.
So it all happened on Friday, right before Labor Day weekend. You have a mother of two Eliza Fletcher. And she wasn't just a mother of two. She was that, but she was so much more in this community. She was a school teacher at a prominent school here in Memphis, a middle school grade teacher. And she's on a run near the University of Memphis. A lot of people would say that's an all right part of town, but it wasn't in this case because you have this monster who we've learned more details about as of recent. Pull up in an SUV, force her violently into that SUV around 4 o'clock in the morning and took off with her. It was on Saturday that we learned the name of this monster, this thug that had been in and out of the criminal justice system here, Cleotha Absent. He had done something very similar, Todd, about two decades ago, a kidnapping similar to this one. In this case, it's a school teacher. In the early 2000s, it was a prosecutor. It was a Memphis attorney. And fortunately, in that case, he survived.
Now, my understanding is, in that case, he was, 16, 17 years old. And they carjacked this guy, they stuffed the attorney in the trunk of his own car. And fortunately, the attorney lived. But he was sentenced to, 24 years in prison for that crime?
24 years in prison. And he did not serve at all.
Because this happened in 2000. He was convicted of the crime in 2001. So my question is, why was this guy allowed to walk the streets of Memphis, Tennessee? He is a convicted predator.
So the Department of Corrections, they're saying why he was released early, because back of the napkin math, Todd, would mean that he would still be in jail and this school teacher would be teaching her students in school this morning. But that's not what happened. He was released early, and it was because he received credits for the time he was in jail for completing some programs. So I'm not sure what programs he was completing, but I guess he got an A+ in them and got back out on the streets.
Was he doing macrame? Was he learning how to cook? I mean, we don't have any idea what kind of programs he was involved in.
Well, it's interesting because somehow he had access to a cell phone during his time in prison. I don't know what kind of prison he's in, and was tweeting actually on Facebook about different things, different violent things he had been capable of and things that he would do in the future. And it looks like he had his mind set on that. And about 2 years after he had been released, he was released just 2 years ago. He's back doing the same thing, and a teacher's dead this morning.
Now, the guy was picked up over the weekend, and he would not tell. My understanding is he would not tell the police where they could find Mrs. Fletcher.
Right. And, you know, it was pretty clear on Saturday they had the guy. On Sunday, they announced charges that he had officially kidnapped this woman. So the whole community, all of Memphis, and really, like you said, nationally and internationally, the world knew there was a ticking time clock. You know, we need to find Eliza Fletcher. We need to return her to her family. The guy wouldn't talk.
You know, at that point, Ben, and I know you're a news guy, so you can't jump in with the opinion here. But it just seems to me that there was a time in American history where the cops would make some thug like that talk. I mean, the reality is, and we don't have a lot of the details here, but here you have a woman, and it could have been that she was still alive. That maybe, just maybe, they could have saved her life. Again, we don't know. We don't have the details. They're not sharing that information. But it seems to me that if you're an investigator, you're going to want to do everything possible to get that information out of the suspect. And I'm just, look, if it had been my family member, Ben Dieter, we would have started with the fingers. We would have started with the pinky finger and worked our way to the thumb and then off to the next hand until we got the information so that we could actually save the loved one. But again, that's just what I would do if it was a member of my family.
Yeah. Well, that would be one step closer to tough on crime policies in Memphis, which, Todd, you're a native Memphian here. You know, tough on crime and Memphis politicians don't go together.
Oh, it's a war zone out there. And the criminals have the upper hand because they know these elected leaders are never going to crack down on the criminal element. In their minds, the criminals are the victims here.
Yeah. And really, what was interesting, Todd, is some of the victim blaming started going to the school teacher because she was out running in the morning. Now, we can get into whether that was a safe decision or not, but I think the blame at the end of the day belongs squarely on the shoulders of this repeat offender, this monster out on the streets.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And again, I would caution folks, though, it doesn't matter if you're in Memphis or any city, you need to be, if you're out and about And look, I know what that's like. You're out there running, you're walking, you've got the headphones on, you're listening to your music, and you don't know what's happening around you. Folks, you can't do that anymore. Not in America. It's just too dangerous. I would recommend if you are a runner, have some sort of a weapon, have some way to defend yourself in the event one of these monsters comes up. Here's what gets me, though, Ben Dieter. And by the way, Ben Dieter, the news anchor at KWAM covering this national news story from Memphis, you had a judge who thought it was okay to actually set a bond and allow this guy to get out and walk the streets of Memphis.
In a time where time was of the essence, where everybody in this community, everybody in the nation was saying, we need answers from this thug that you guys have, a judge went ahead and posted his or set his bail, his bond. And it was set at $500,000, meaning, Todd, if he had $50,000 of cash, he would be able to walk the streets while they're still looking for this school teacher. That's where we're at. And we have a district attorney right now in Memphis who is all in favor of eliminating cash bail. It basically would level the playing field for a system that disproportionately discriminates against blacks in this city.
So we're talking about the same kind of a district attorney that New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles have.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Folks, here's what gets me about this horrific crime. And there are some videos, and I'm not going to play them. You can go to the kwamradio.com and watch these videos. It's heartbreaking to see this mom. She made YouTube videos for her kid, the students in her class, singing songs like This Little Light of Mine. She was a school teacher, second grade teacher at St. Mary's Episcopal School. And you sit there and you watch and you realize this beautiful person, this beautiful light was vanquished, was put out, and it didn't have to be that way. If the elected leaders, the people that we trust to do the right thing, had only done their jobs, this thug, this monster, this animal would still be in prison, and she would have been at church at Second Presbyterian on Sunday, worshiping with her husband and her two young boys. It's that simple. It really is that simple. And we can only hope, and we don't know what this district attorney is going to do, but this is a death penalty case here. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, oh, well, Starnes is just he's off the chain. It's a bunch of hyperbole. Look, I don't have a problem. If you've got a life and death situation, you've got a criminal who's not wanting to talk, and you know that he's the guy that did it, I don't have a problem doing what needs to be done to get the evidence, to get the information to save a person's life. Now, you may feel differently. I'd like to hear from you. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Ben Dieter, I want you to stick around for a minute, but I want to take a call. Let's go to Memphis. Faith is listening to us on KWAM and wants to weigh in on this this horrible weekend we've had here.
I would love to say happy Tuesday, guys, but it's kind of like a great Tuesday. I want to give prayers in my heart with the family, and that's not cliche. I've lost loved ones, some to violent death and some to disease, so my heart goes out to them. As it relates to Mawoy, I watched his press conference. And it doesn't inspire confidence. Like, even if you look at his campaign, on his website, he's very crafty on how he talks about progressive policies, which he really doesn't. So I expect him to be much like Gascon and Krasner in Philadelphia. And I say that because we all know that progressivism is a buzzword for Marxism and stuff like that. But I watched his behavior and his advice during the pandemic and the things he was saying there, which promoted stripping constitutional rights. What I will say is this. Amy Wyrick, to me, was not the best DA. I held my nose and voted for her because many people may not know this. She started a restorative justice panel while she was DA. One thing I will say, crime did rise. I also put some stuff on the state of Tennessee because they raised the rate, they raised the amount and threshold of what misdemeanors are. you know, with theft, misdemeanors used to be 500. I mean, felony used to be 500 up. That raised it to 1,000. But with Malloy, yeah, you talked about your car getting busted up. Get prepared to get burglarized, get carjacked. And if they're a teenager, this always happens anyway. They're not going to charge them as adult. They could take them down to John Ryder Youth Center. I used to work there as a therapist. And John Ryder Youth Center used to be a tough place.
Well, let me jump in here, Faith. Let me jump in here for a moment because we're running up against a hard break here. And I appreciate your call. And you're right. I think every person in America needs to be prepared for what Biden is unleashing here. The progressives, they want chaos in the streets. That's how they thrive. Barack Obama was a community organizer. His job was to rile people up. His job was to cause chaos on the streets. That man was the president for 8 years. You've got Joe Biden in office now, and Barack Obama is still pulling the strings here. And Memphis, Tennessee is in a very dangerous spot right now. We have a great local gun store, the Gun Store of Memphis. I've been encouraging people to get out, go right down there, get yourself gun, get yourself some ammo, and prepare to protect yourself and your family. You just cannot, you can't play games here, folks. It is that dangerous of a situation. Now, Ben Dieter, what's next? What are we waiting on for? I mean, they had a big press conference here. When did they send this guy to the electric chair?
That's what a lot of people like Faith are concerned about, is how the new district attorney will prosecute him. A lot of people, I mean, on our morning show on KWAM, we talked to our House Speaker here in Tennessee, Cameron Sexton, and he's in agreement with some in the community that says an eye for a tooth. A tooth for a tooth, meaning let's throw the book at this guy and look at those options as far as a death penalty. So we'll continue following this, but a lot of people disappointed, really, and just the disturbing, devastating news.
I have never seen so much anguish and anger in a community, but this is a community that is hurting right now, and it is a story that has gripped the entire nation, shockingly, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, we're going to take a break here, folks. What is the answer to the crime? What are you doing in your communities to fight these criminals? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, now more than ever, it is so important that we're fighting and supporting companies that are fighting for conservative American values. And we've been telling you about Patriot Mobile for a very long time now. It is so encouraging to get emails from you guys saying, Todd, heard the commercial, heard the ad, heard you talking about Patriot Mobile. And it was tough. We weren't quite sure if we should make the jump, but we did a leap of faith. And we are so glad that we made the switch to Patriot Mobile. One of the things that they've been doing, Patriot Mobile, they've been, again, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they've actually been leading this fight to retake school boards. And they've been supporting a lot of candidates who are conservative. And even NBC News was, they did a big expose on Patriot Mobile. And I just had to laugh because I know these guys and they're just great, decent, hardworking American patriots. And they're making a difference, which is why NBC News is coming after them. So anyway, Glenn and the guys over at Patriot Mobile, big fans of what we're doing here, and they've got some great deals for our audience. If you switch to Patriot Mobile, use my promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation, and they're also going to give you a free gift. Now, if you're a veteran or a first responder, pay very close attention, because they're going to give you an additional discount on top of that. They love supporting our veterans and our first responders. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's the website, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And all the information is there. You can type in your zip code, and they'll show you exactly where their coverage is. And it's incredible coverage, border to border, coast to coast. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. When you do, got to be sure to type in that promo code Todd, and you're going to get some great discounts and deals. Folks, we've got another great hour coming your way, 2 hours, actually. So hang tight. In the meantime, ToddStarnes.com. Be sure to read all of our great stories. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. And hang tight. We're going to be right back, America.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the big show. I'm Todd Starnes. So great to be with you. You know what's interesting about this national radio program? We're, what, in 148, 150 markets around America, 150 stations around the country carry our program, noon to 3 Eastern, and we are just honored by all of you guys. Thank you for carving out a section of your day to hang out with us on the radio. But one of the cool things about doing the show back home in Memphis, Tennessee, as opposed to New York City or Los Angeles or Chicago, is that you get to do weird stuff after the show is over. I mean, sometimes we do weird stuff during the show. But Grace Baker, I come back in from sick leave,
yes,
from the DL list.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm up on deck, and you say, by the way, Todd, after the show, you got to go judge a chili contest. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, don't forget now. You got to go judge the chili. Drink lots of water before. You got to gear up and be ready.
I'm heading over to the Germantown Pharmacy for like a hefty bottle of Pepto.
Oh, that's fair enough. Because, I love chili.
So wait a second. So I'm judging. Is it the state fair?
Yeah.
All right. And I'm one of the judges for the chili competition.
Correct. You're one of the celebrity judges.
You know, last year I had to judge casseroles.
I remember that. With casseroles, I feel like you just don't know what you're going to get.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
Chili, at least you know the base of what you're going to get. But I already can say, I'm just going to announce this. If anybody is listening to this and planning on making vegan chili for this, Todd's not going to like it.
No, I will not judge it. I will throw it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not doing.
Throw it out the window if you were planning on doing it.
If I see a carrot or a lima bean, that's called vegetable soup. That is not chili.
Yes. I just want to throw that out there because there will be somebody that brings you a vegan chili.
I don't want to lose listeners by what I'm about to say, but I'm afraid we might lose a few. I can't handle beans and chili.
What? That's the whole point.
No, it's not the point.
The beef and the beans.
No. It's chili is beef and beef only.
Oh.
And I challenge anyone
to
call.
You're really not going
to
like a vegan one then?
No.
It's just beans.
Okay, great. So it's just beans with juice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and bean juice, which is just disgusting. But when I have to have chili, I know it's weird, but I embrace the Texas way. And the Texas way is just beef. Good beef chili.
Okay. Well, again, if anybody is entering the competition this afternoon and is listening,
you better start taking the beans out.
Yeah. Take the beans out one by one. Throw them out the window.
Because I will disqualify any chili on my plate in my bowl that has a bean.
Oh, no.
I'm not looking forward to this. It's because I feel like I'm walking into controversy.
Oh, that's true. You are walking on eggshells or beans in this case.
It's walking on beans. Now, why couldn't I judge like the great tomato competition? That would have been a lot of fun.
That's a good one. I'm not a huge tomato person just to eat them like that, though.
So. There's one state fair. Is it Iowa, Montana? I don't know. Somebody's got like a big, huge like sculpture made out of butter.
I think that's Iowa.
Is that Iowa? I don't. You know, somebody's going to call us and tell us. But I love state fairs. But the ones here, you know, they're a lot of fun. But, you know, these are working fairs for us because we have to judge things. So
looks like it's Iowa.
They have one in Iowa. I wonder if they get nervous, like if people, you know, show up at the exhibit with like, I don't know, biscuits and a butter knife.
Now, do you use unsalted or salted butter for the sculpture?
You got to use salted butter. It's tastier. Got to. Nothing wrong with a little
full
salt.
Flavor.
All right. 844-747-8868. If you have any chili recommendations, I'll take them. 844-747-8868. All right. We got a lot going on this hour of the program. I want to go back to President Trump. He was giving a speech over in Wilkes-Barre. What is fascinating about this speech? Biden over the weekend, speaking in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Nobody showed up. And nobody in the media wants to talk about that. But they had all these empty rafters. Meanwhile, Trump's got filled to the rafters, standing room only, people outside waiting to get in. And you know what the media does? And this is so devious. The media will take photographs of the stands at the Trump rallies before people actually get in, and they'll post those and say, nobody showed up. I'm telling you, folks, there is still great excitement in this country about Donald John Trump. So anyway, Trump is out there, and he drops this bombshell about the raid at Mar-a-Lago, cut number 10.
They rifled through the First Lady's closet, drawers, and everything else. And even did a deep and ugly search of the room of my 16-year-old son. Leaving everything they touched in far different condition than it was when they started. Can you believe it? The FBI and the Justice Department have become vicious monsters controlled by radical left scoundrels, lawyers, and the media who tell them what to do, you people right there, and when to do it.
You know, I think the mainstream media, and I think establishment Republicans, and I believe the Democrats are going to underestimate the anger and the outrage and the resolve of the Make America Great Again movement. Because what is this all about? You know, again, Biden has declared war on the MAGA Republicans. All right, what are MAGA Republicans? They're people who want to have a secure border. They're people who believe in the sanctity of life. They're people who believe we should not be fighting other people's wars. They're people who believe that we should abide by the Constitution. So Biden has officially declared war against the United States of America. But I want to go back to this, to what the president told us here, that the FBI raided the bedroom of a 16-year-old boy. Now, these are the same FBI folks who were ordered to stand down when it came to Hunter Biden's laptop. You're not allowed to touch Hunter Biden's laptop. Not allowed, even though there's a wealth of evidence that Hunter Biden was engaged in criminal pornographic sexual activity. That's off limits, but you're telling me that it's okay to go in and rifle through the private belongings of a 16-year-old boy? And my sources tell me at Mar-a-Lago that Melania Trump was so enraged, and rightfully so, that FBI agents were rummaging through her clothes and her drawers with her private unmentionables there, that she actually got rid of all of it and bought new clothes because she could not stand the idea that somebody, a stranger with a badge, was actually touching her clothing. These people are pervos. The Gestapo pervos. That's who the FBI is these days. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the phones here. Tracy in Georgia, WDUN, has some information on a butter cow. Tracy, what are you talking about?
So the butter cow is something that's actually famous at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, Illinois. That's actually my home state. I don't tell too many people that because I have kind of denounced my affiliation with Illinois because, you know, they're crazy up there. But the butter cow is a huge thing at the state fair. And I remember going every year, and that was one of the first things we had to go see in the conservation building was this butter cow. I was always led to believe that it was solid butter, but unfortunately that busted my bubble this last year, and I actually just found out that it's a wire frame and butter on the outside, but it's definitely a sight to see.
Oh, so it's not like pure butter all the way through.
It's not. That was kind of disappointing.
Well, disappointing.
But it's very large. I mean, it's like the size of a cow, so that would be a whole lot of butter if it was solid.
No doubt. Does it have udders? I mean, those would be difficult to make with the butter, I have to imagine.
It would be, but it's pretty true to life, cow.
All right. Well, Tracy, thank you for the information. You see, this is what I love about this show. One minute we're talking about Donald Trump and the FBI, and now we're talking about whether or not there are butter udders on a butter cow. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Louisiana. Ginger, listening to us on KROF. Ginger, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, Todd, I'm calling you about the chili with no beans. And I make chili with no beans, and it is some of the best.
Ginger, I want your address right now on national radio. No, don't give it to me. I'm just joking. Is that right?
Okay,
so now you guys are pretty close to Texas, so I could imagine the spillover there with the way they do their chili. I don't want you to give away your secret ingredient, but what's the secret ingredient?
Well, stewed tomatoes and cumin.
Cumin.
And of course, lots of chili peppers, you know, Tabasco peppers, jalapeno peppers. That's the key.
You see, I'm a Louisiana hot sauce. I used to love Tabasco, but I'm a bigger fan of the Louisiana hot sauce.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. Yes,
hands down, Ginger.
We are partial to Tabasco because it's right there in our little Cajun country.
Ginger, hands down, I have never been disappointed in the food in Lafayette, Louisiana. I've been down there about three or four times. Amazing food scene.
Yes, it sure is. Well, have a great day.
All right, Ginger, I'm glad to know I'm not alone. Ginger from Louisiana. Chili with no beans right there. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Hey, coming up a little bit later, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to drop by. Also, Mark Meckler from the Convention of States. And, we're going to be taking if you got a state fair story, got a good chili recipe, give us a call. This is the Todd Stern Show.
No, no, Todd. Chili without beans is what you put on hot dogs. What's the matter with you? I lived in Texas for 10 years. Chili's got to have beans in it.
Oh, man. I told you I shouldn't have said anything. I should have kept my mouth shut. But what am I going to do? It's a talk radio program. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. But I will say this. I am happy to fellowship with those people who do enjoy the beans and their chili, just usually at a distance and not downwind. So someone sent me a story during my convalescence last week, and I think this is a parody, but I wasn't quite sure if it was a parody, so I did a little bit of research on this particular topic, and it comes to find out that while this may be a parody, this is a big issue in the transgender community. So here it is. And folks, I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently this is a thing. Men are now biological men. Let me preface this by saying biological men are now being encouraged to be more, diplomatic when going to the bathroom. So typically when you walk into a men's room, you will find a wall of latrines. And you will have men going over and using the restroom. You know, they are, you know, using the restroom. So now there's a movement within the transgender community to encourage men to pee sitting down. This is from an essay written by Jamie Braunstein. Quote, as I was transitioning, I found it triggering to constantly have to use the stall when going to the bathroom with my cisgender male friends. My best friend recently told me that, or confessed, on a social media platform. She had already educated me thoroughly on the many, no, she is a she. She had already educated me thoroughly on the many issues faced by the transgender community, but I admit I had never even thought about anything like this before. So the wheels in my head started whirring, and soon enough, I came up with this beauty. You see, benefits of sitting down to pee for a cisgender man can include a feeling of independence, a reduction in total bathroom breaks, an even easier cleanup, safety, and much, much more. And then goes on to list 30 reasons why men should use the bathroom sitting down. First and foremost is solidarity with trans men and women. Sitting down to pee helps you empathize with and support new members of your gender community. It's really appreciated. Yay. Okay, not going to read number two, not going to read number three. Sitting while peeing gives you a strong sense of feeling safe, putting a more positive spin on the experience of urinating. The ability to concentrate more on what you're doing. Okay, not going to read that one. Definitely not going to read that one. Sitting down is considered modern in progressive cultures like Sweden and the UK. Yes, we at least beat one of them in a war, so I'm not too sure that's... peeing standing is a sign of immaturity. And they reference the Calvin and Hobbes cartoon, which many of you have seen and are aware of. You should only stand when you can't find a toilet. Okay, not going to read that one. Not going to read that one. So basically, you get the gist of it. These people are idiots. But it turns out there really is a movement afoot to change the way men use the bathroom to accommodate the transgender community. And we'll post the links to these stories over on our live show blog. Folks, you just can't make this stuff up. God made male and female. Everything else, Facebook came up with. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. So Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot out of Chicago is very upset with Governor Greg Abbott. And she says that Governor Abbott should be ashamed because he is now sending busloads of illegals to Chicagoland. And she's questioning the religious beliefs of Greg Abbott. Take a listen. Cut six.
The way that we welcome them is not what the governor of Texas is doing. It is absolutely un-American. And I urge him. He professes to be a Christian. this is not the Christianity and the teachings of the Bible that I know. And I think religious leaders all across the country are standing up and denouncing exactly this. But what we must do in this moment is make sure that we do live our values and we open up every opportunity that we can to support these migrants.
Wait a second now. So is it Christian to make the people in the Texas border town suffer? Is that what Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot is suggesting here? Seems to me that if the people along the border have to suffer, the good people of Chicago have to suffer. There you go. I wonder if the illegals use the bathroom standing up. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Hey, coming up, Mark Meckler from the Convention of States, new survey. You're going to want to hear the results of this. We'll be right back, America. All right, people, good to have you back with us today. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across this great fruited plain. New survey out from our friends over at Convention of States Action. They partnered with Trafalgar Group, and by the way, one of the best polling agencies out there. These guys are incredibly accurate with their polling data. And they asked folks after Joe Biden's speech from the blood red gates of hell whether or not his primetime address was troubling. And an overwhelming majority of independents and Republicans called the speech a dangerous escalation in rhetoric. And they believe it was designed to inflict or rather to incite conflict. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. From the Convention of States, our good friend Mark Meckler. Mark, good to have you with us today.
Oh, great to be with you, Todd.
Mark, when you saw the president's speech, I'm curious to know your thoughts as you saw the backdrop, the imagery, the blood red lighting, the darkness enveloping the president.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the main thing is that fascism has officially arrived in America. And I don't mean that to sound hyperbolic. The definition of fascism, according to Mussolini, was everything inside the state, nothing outside the state, and nothing against the state. And he didn't mention the red and black imagery, but that's certainly, I would say, Biden brought all of that to the podium during that speech. And I think we now have an openly fascist president.
It's whenever I heard him use the word semi-fascist a couple of weeks ago, alarm bells went off because you and I both know that when the when the Democrats are out there accusing Republicans of being racist or xenophobic or whatever, they're actually talking about their own policies. It's a form of political projection, I suppose.
Yeah, it is, and they do this constantly. So they call us fascists. It's because they are fascists. They call us racist because the Democrat Party is now and has always been the party of dividing people by race. It's important we remember the Democrats were the party of the Civil War. They were the party of Jim Crow. They were the party of filibustering the 1964 Civil Rights Act and then the longest filibuster in history. They were the party of interning Japanese citizens during World War II. The racism changes its face and its color, but racism is at the root of the Democrat Party, as is fascism.
Well, let's talk about this survey that you guys put out there just a few days ago. Were you surprised that 56.8% of Americans believe the president's address is an escalation in rhetoric?
I wasn't surprised. I expected to see that from independents and Republicans. So those numbers weren't really a surprise to me. There were a couple things that were a surprise. One is that only 28% of Democrats saw it that way. And I think this is important. We're living in a time where the parties and the ideologies have become so split, where average Democrats are in favor of this kind of stuff. It's a scary time in American history. The second thing that I thought was really interesting is when you dive into what we call the crosstabs, the details of how these things break out among different groups, what I saw is that young people, 18 to 24, were literally right up at the very top at 59.6% of people if they thought it was a dangerous escalation in rhetoric and designed to incite conflict among Americans. The only other group at that level were 65 plus. So you have the youngest and the oldest among us say that this was designed to incite. Everybody else around 55%. So it's not that big of a swing, but definitely young people did not like the tone and tenor of this speech.
I'm really surprised by those numbers. I'm with you. I would have felt like they would have been the least upset about Biden's rhetoric.
You know, one thing that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing this consistently across most of the polling that we do, is the younger generation, 18 to 24 right now, the youngest that we poll, is turning more conservative / libertarian. They don't trust government. They don't trust either party. They want government out of our business. It's different, by the way, generally speaking, when I get into the 25 to 34, that tends to be the most woke generation, the most leftist generation. But 18 to 24 is turning the other direction.
When you're pulling data and talking to these students, any indication of why that is, why we're seeing that shift?
Yeah, you know, in talking to them, and I get a chance to talk to a lot of people like this as I travel across the country, it's a distrust for politics in general. It's not about either party. They don't like the power being wielded by Washington, D.C. These are people who have grown very cynical about power in Washington, D.C., and, of course, that more closely matches the right or the libertarians in the United States of America. So I think it is the cynicism about Washington, D.C. that is driving this shift.
Fascinating. Well, Mark, we appreciate you coming on to talk about this. Survey just came out. And, again, I don't the only shocking part, I think, is the number of young people who understand how dangerous this sort of rhetoric is. But again, it is a very dangerous time in America, Mark.
It is, you know, and folks can find this survey, by the way, at conventionofstates.com and click on the press button. You'll find all the details in our press release on it there. And if they want to get involved, they can do it at conventionofstates.com as well, because we have to push back against this kind of stuff.
Well said. All right, Mark, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you, Todd.
Mark Meckler from the Convention of States, and we have links to their survey over on our live show blog. So this happened just a few moments ago in the White House press briefing room. Here is Jean-Pierre.
The new attention on the MAGA Republicans. You tweeted in 2016,
I knew this
Trump
was coming.
Stole an election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, great. Here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now.
Yeah.
Let's
be really clear. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous. You're asking me. You're asking me a question.
Yes.
Let me answer it.
And you said it was ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and the what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reality is. And the RNC has put out an incredible video, 10 minutes worth of video of people like Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the whole lot of them out there saying they did not believe the election outcomes, going all the way back to, by the way, and it's not just them, Al Gore, going all the way back to Bush v. Gore. Time and time again, you've had Democrats out there questioning the integrity of the election and suggesting, not just suggesting, but stating that the elections were stolen and they refused to accept or concede the outcome. I'm talking about Stacey Abrams for you people in Georgia. Oh, by the way, a brief aside here. New surveys coming out, and it looks like Herschel Walker is making and gaining ground and now leads Raphael Warnock in some of the polling data tonight. Fascinating polls, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But all that, let's take the pen back out now. But back to these Democrats, and Jean-Pierre in particular. It is a double standard. Keep in mind, the Democrats, year after year, have been telling us, matter-of-factly, that the elections were stolen. Now, all of a sudden, the Republicans want to step in and do the same thing, and it's a matter of national security. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Summertime, nothing better than a delicious glass of Life Change Tea. Love this stuff. Life Change Tea is amazing. It's a natural, gentle cleanse. 12 herbs comes in three wonderful flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. Life Change Tea is made right here in the U.S. of A. It's super easy to brew. I drink some every single day. Absolutely delicious. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com to order yours today. Use my discount code Todd10, and they're going to give you, get this, buy one, get one free. And they're going to give you $10 off, and they're going to throw in free shipping. That's over $50 in savings, ladies and gentlemen. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd and the number 10. That's Todd10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go to the phones, I want to read to you from an official court document that came out yesterday. This is the order granting President Trump's request to have a special master look over all of the documents that were stolen from Mar-a-Lago during the FBI raid. This is a huge, huge victory for President Trump. And quite frankly, the judge here is saying something doesn't pass the smell test. Now, it is a 25-page report, and here's something that the judge wrote that I thought was quite interesting. Talking about the National Archives, the National Archives working in cahoots with the FBI. Now, Biden said he didn't know anything about it. They have been adamant that Biden knew nothing about it. But now we know, according to the official document, that the White House Counsel's Office granted the request to get the materials from Mar-a-Lago on May 10th, 2022. National Archives informed the plaintiff that it would proceed with providing the FBI access to the records in question as requested by the incumbent president, beginning as early as Thursday, May 12, 2022. The government's filing states the FBI did not obtain access to the 15 boxes until approximately May 18th. So there you have it. In black and white, ladies and gentlemen, President Biden instigated the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And why? And why the mainstream media covers this? Well, of course we know why. They're morons, and they hate Donald Trump. Why would they report the truth? All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Mike in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nooga Radio. Great radio station.
You're all over the region now, four stations. Good talking to you, Todd. Quickly, I've been studying this for 45 years. I've been a patriot since I was 13 from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and because I back then Democrats were stealing elections. That's what they're good at. You have to look at the big picture. The big picture is they're protecting a multi-trillion-dollar cabal. And this cabal, I call the cabal, is the federal government taking your money and redistributing your wealth. It's that simple. And they're at the soul of this. This is not about politics to them. It's about protecting their cabal. And they're not after Trump, they're after us. Trump won the election. They couldn't prove he didn't. We can prove he did win the election. I'm sorry. Trump won both elections. The Democrats claim he didn't win 2016. They have not one shred of evidence. We have the evidence. But here it is, Todd. If you're in that much power as a president or someone near the president, ensuring that trillions of dollars continue to flow to the feds, you're going to put the right people in place to do what they did to Donald Trump, to wiretap him, to create evidence. That's what they do. The CIA is an evidence creator. They bring down countries. They bring down individuals. People then get afraid to act. But Democrats are adept at stealing elections. They know how to do it. And they are 100% certain the media will protect them because, you know, it's a conspiracy of philosophy. They put them there in the sense that, and I've been doing this a long time, Todd, as of you, these people don't sit around a chair, the media, conspiring. What they do is they get money from the feds to promote an agenda, or they hire like-minded people. I call it a conspiracy of thought, and that's what it is. They've done this for well over 100 years. Remember, the dummy rat, the Democrats controlled Congress for nearly 100 years up to the 80s.
Mike, let me jump in here because, again, I think you're raising a very important point, and I was talking earlier in the show about watching this a Netflix movie, The Comey Rule, that sort of a fictionalized version of what went down before the election and after the election. And it reminded, what you said reminded me of how shocked and horrified people were on the left that Trump won. And the reason why I suspect they were so genuinely shocked and shell-shocked is because they knew that they had this in the bag, or at least they thought they did, because they knew the election was fixed. But there were so many patriots that came out and voted that we, the people, thwarted the efforts to install Hillary Clinton as the president.
Well, one of the unintended consequences, I agree with you, is the fact that they woke up mama bears. Because I'm telling you, on talk radio, it's 40 to 50% listenership now. And women are changing the country because the system messed with their kids. Even Democrats are switching to Republicans because, you know, it's hard to wake people up. I mean, even under Rush Limbaugh, you know, Democrats kept getting elected. So the media really didn't use that much power, our medium, radio, in influencing people to not vote for these people. Because when you're taught a certain way, it's impossible to believe you're being lied to. And now through COVID, the unintended consequences, women are seeing that they've been lied to. And their children are, they want the children now.
Yeah, no,
they'll do anything they can to get them.
Oh, I'm with you on that. We were running some numbers over the weekend, just analytics at the end of the month, and we pay attention to that kind of stuff. Mike, we realized 71% of the Facebook audience, 71% female for the Todd Stern Show. I mean, that's unheard of in talk radio.
This is what's going to change America. Men aren't going to change it. Men are not. Men are good to go to war. You put a gun in their hand, you know, you shave their head and say, go fly 6,000 miles and kill someone that didn't even do anything to you. You know, tell a teenage guy that, yeah, I get to play with big toys. But women are intellectual, and they think about these things, and they're strategic in what they do. So the left has got to watch out, because women are now in control, and they're gonna take this country back. They're doing it already.
Yeah, Grace Baker is actually standing up with her fist in the air saying, I am woman, hear me roar. I don't know what that's all about, Mike. So
you got to play a Helen Reddy bumper. There you go.
Hey now.
All right, Todd.
Mike, don't hang up. Grace needs to chat with you. Always good hearing from you and all of our great listeners across southeastern Tennessee. Now on apparently four radio stations. So we're very excited to hear that news as we continue to grow. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, when we come back from the top of the hour break, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here. Also, our good buddy Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. He's got some updates on some great things they are doing to make sure that you are investing your money in organizations that align with your values. And that's a big thing. Look, this show is not about just throwing out complaints. We want to provide you and equip you with tools you need to make rock solid decisions. And again, we've been telling people, pull your kids out of the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but put them into organizations like American Heritage Girls or Trail Life USA. So there are always great opportunities and options available for you. All right, we do need to take a break. ToddStearns.com is the website. Be sure to visit our store. If you haven't been over there, you need to go check it out. We have some great products, wonderful ball caps and shirts, great coffee mugs and tumblers, and my favorite, I will personally autograph, personally sign whatever copy of whatever book you buy of mine. All of my books now available at ToddStearns.com. And, of course, the newest book, and it is a bestseller, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Check that out at ToddStearns.com. Stick around, everybody. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up next.
live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so during Joe Biden's address over the weekend, actually Labor Day, there was a guy in the crowd who was heckling the president. And Joe Biden, he was not having a good day yesterday. You know, we talk about being off the meds. Maybe they don't. Maybe they forget to put the pills in the porridge. Something was askew yesterday. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So anyway, this guy is getting hauled out. I guess they're going to rough up the guy, and then Biden intervenes. Cut number three.
No, 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 no! Don't let him go. Let him.
Oh my God. Maybe somebody needs to just hit him on the back. You know, it's kind of like that wind-up doll, and it gets caught on like, when I was a kid, we had the E-I-E-I-Os, you know, where you would pull the thing, and it would have the little the animal sounds, and it would sometimes get stuck. And sometimes when it got stuck, well, you'd get So, and then we're going to ask Governor Mike Huckabee about this, because I know Governor Huckabee, being the former governor of Arkansas, is one of the great linguists in American political history. He is a wordsmith, and maybe the former governor can help us understand what Joe Biden was talking. Let me, before I play this, let me set the scene here. Joe Biden was literally screaming. He was so enraged that his body, and we've got the video on our website, toddstarnes.com, his body was shaking. It was convulsing. And here's the president.
I want to say what he said. He said he opposed lowering drug costs because it would result in punishing the pharmaceutical industry. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I mean, come on, man. Not this year. We beat Farmer this year. We beat Farmer this year, and it mattered. We're going to change people's lives. We finally beat Farmer. Now Medicare will have the power to negotiate lower prescription drug prices.
And he goes on and on and on. And there's another piece of audio, and I forgot to send it to you guys. That's on me. My apologies. And we'll get it. But he starts uttering these weird words again. It's unbelievable. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor Mike Huckabee joins us. Governor, hope you had a good Labor Day weekend.
No, 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 no. No, I had a great weekend. Thank you very much. I tell you, it's not pleasant listening to Joe Biden's speeches, but it's incredibly entertaining because you don't know what he's going to say. He may go off on a tangent and say words that don't even exist. He may be screaming at the teleprompter and you watch him squint. And I call, like, his speech at the Independence Hall, I call it the get off my lawn speech. All he needed was a rifle in his hand and the Clint Eastwood wardrobe. And he had the scowl. He had that look from the movie Gran Torino. He was ready to say, get off my lawn. Now, I can't repeat some of the other things Clint Eastwood was quoted as saying, but, Pod, here's the thing. Joe Biden says those things, too. Remember when he called Peter Ducey, a crazy, you know what? And then he called one of the hecklers in the audience this weekend an idiot. But that was right after he said how we have to fight for the soul of America and respect each other. And I'm thinking, yep, that sure did it for me.
You know, Governor, we've been encouraging people to and really reminding people that we have to be happy warriors here. I get the feeling that Biden is trying to bait the conservatives into doing something, creating some sort of an incident. And we just cannot take the bait. As painful as it may be, we have to resist that urge.
Well, I totally agree, because I think that the most effective rebuttal is actually ridicule. And what we should do is just reveal our ridicule over these policies that these people are pointing out. For example, when the White House press secretary stumbles across her own words and says, well, it's not like that illegals are just walking across the border. The answer is, Yes.
Yes, they are.
That's exactly what they're doing. And we need to ridicule that. We need to ridicule it when they say that it's because of the Republicans, and it's the Republicans' fault that we had schools closed. I mean, that's laughable on its face. Let's not get mad about it. Let's laugh in their faces. Let's get right up in their faces and laugh out loud and say, folks, the internet does exist. This stuff that you have said and done lives forever. Let's roll the tape and see what you did. But I agree with you. No point to get mad. I find it kind of a wonderful platform for the natural comedy that the far left is giving us, and we need to enjoy it.
I thought it was fascinating that the contrast between what Joe Biden did, delivering the speech from the blood-red gates of hell, and then President Trump in this massive auditorium in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, this inspirational message, the American flag draped behind him like Patton in the movie. I mean, it really does illustrate to the American people the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well, I thought the speech last week, somebody asked me what I thought about it. I was on Fox, and I said, look, somebody had to design that setting, and somebody had to write that speech. I said, it's very evident to me who that somebody was. It was Satan, because nobody would write a speech like that other than the devil himself, so angry, so frothing with rage, and nobody would put that setting together. What's the point of being at Independence Hall if you paint it in blood, put a couple of Marines back there for, I guess, added effect, and it looks dark. It looks darker than a Batman movie when the projector lamp went off.
That's pretty dark, actually. By the way, Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, we've got this audio I was talking about earlier. This is from another portion of Joe Biden's speech. Let's take a listen.
You know how much we're going to do with the deficit this year? $1,500,000,000.
What does that mean?
He obviously doesn't know either. $1,500,000,000. That's an odd number, quite frankly, if government speak. Maybe he meant $1.5 trillion. I have no idea. It's a head scratcher. That's exactly what it is. And the more you scratch your head, the more you realize, no wonder Jill took Joe down to the podium. He would have gotten lost on his way from the door to the podium had she not taken him by the hand and guided him down there and went and retrieved him and got him away. I mean, there was a speech that he made yesterday in which he finished the speech and he stared. The prompter was over. There was nothing else to say. And he looked up and he said, now which way do I go?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, Joe, it's pretty simple. There's a staircase over on your right. That's what I would do. Just me. I'd look for the steps. But if you want to tumble off and do some kind of mosh pit action down there with these older people, knock yourself out. But they're probably not going to catch you.
That's a fair point. Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, the President Trump revealing in his speech that the FBI, not only did they raid Mar-a-Lago, but they went into Barron's bedroom, the 16-year-old, and they raided the boy's bedroom, at the same time turning a blind eye to Hunter Biden.
And this is stuff you can't make up. And, we laugh about some of this. But the seriousness of this is a flagrant violation of the Fourth Amendment. The whole idea that the founders had of the Fourth Amendment was that the government just couldn't come into your house and just do a general search and grab stuff that has nothing to do with what may be, at least in their minds, some criminal activity. They can't just go through and take your passports, take stuff from your son's closet, rifle through your wife's dresses. I still haven't figured that out, other than maybe there's some transgender agents that wanted to try on her clothes. And then to go through and take privileged communication with his attorneys, to take medical records, tax records, his passport, that's not a targeted warrant. What that sounds like is a fishing expedition on the part of, quite frankly, a Department of Justice that I simply do not trust.
I'm with you on that, Governor. And with that, we're going to leave it there. Always great to get your insight. And, of course, folks, you can watch the Governor every Saturday on TBN, one of the most popular shows on network television on the weekends. Governor, always good having you on.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great week.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody. And again, we have links to the governor's pages and information, his books, over on the live show blog. I want to go back. Can you play that again? I just want to hear, because it's a weird word that Biden was trying to get out.
You know how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year? $1,500,000.
You know what we need? We need somebody who can interpret tongues. Maybe he was just like in the spirit or something. I don't know. And just start speaking in tongues. I don't know. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, our good buddy Mike Lindell has been at the rallies. And I know President Trump just loves Mike. Mike has really been a soldier out there fighting for voter rights and fighting for voting integrity. And he has paid a price for that. And a lot of stores have stopped selling his products. And so Mike turned to us as one of the radio shows around the country and said, hey, can you help us out here? And we said, absolutely. And Mike created a special page just for our program, MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. When you go there, you're going to find some incredible sales just for our listeners. Got to use the promo code STARNES. It's in bright red letters right there on the page. This week, Mike is hosting his biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history. You're going to be able to get those beautiful Giza Dream bed sheets for $29.98 with my promo code. Lots of other great specials. Have you tried the MyPillow mattresses? You're going to be able to save 50% on MyPillow mattresses. And get this, the MyPillows, as low as $19.98. Folks, just all sorts of, we could stay here all day and go over the great discounts. But I want to encourage you to check out MyPillow.com/Starnes. Look, Christmas will be here before you know it. And it's a great opportunity for you to jump in now and get some wonderful gifts for your loved ones at MyPillow.com/Starnes. Oh, apparently it's hot over in California. So much, it's like 120, 130 degrees. I don't know, people are suffering over there. So here's how bad it is. They're having to, where's Grace Baker? Oh, there you go, Grace. So remember we've been talking about the metrosexual cars, the ones you got to plug into the wall?
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
toy
I was at Whole Foods again and I
parked. Why do you keep, you just like to go, okay, it's a joke right now. You just like to go there. Either there's A, something you really like to buy there, or B, you just like to people
watch. I do. Virgil's cream soda.
Oh, they do.
Oh,
Virgil's is really good.
Virgil's is really good.
Agreed.
But every now and again, but they have good mozzarella cheese. And I've started cooking a little bit at home. And you get the good balsamic vinegar there. And it's pretty good stuff.
Now, do you make it with, then do you throw in some basil and tomatoes?
I do. Fresh basil and fresh, they've got better tomatoes at Whole Foods.
Oh.
I don't know how they managed to do it, but
the organic.
The problem is I wake up too late. There's a great farmer's market called the Hernando. It's in Hernando, Mississippi, and it's right in the town square. A lot of fun. And, I mean, hundreds of people show up. And a couple of the folks, by the way, the farmers, they listen to us on the radio while they're on their tractors.
That's great.
So, which is pretty awesome. And so anyway, I get down there and I wake up late. And if you're not there like at 8 o'clock in the morning, the tomatoes are gone. So this is one season where I have not been able to get fresh tomatoes.
Well, you know what they say, early bird gets the tomato.
Something like that. Anyway, back to the metrosexual cars.
Yes.
So the ones you got to plug into the wall.
The toy cars.
So here's the problem. In California, they want everybody driving the electric cars, right?
Yes.
Well, now, because of the heat wave, they're having these blackouts and brownouts, and they're telling people, whatever you do, don't charge your car.
Then how are you supposed to get around?
I don't know. Don't yell at me. I'm just breaking the news.
I'm just reacting because it's ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but I feel bad for some of those people.
But this does, you know, what is it, by 2028 or whenever, 2030, everybody, you're not going to be allowed to buy a gasoline-powered car in California. So the question is, okay, what happens if the power grid goes down and you can't, you know, you...
We're all stuck.
I mean, what do you do? Get a horse and buggy? Do you go full-blown Amish?
Perhaps. It's looking that way more and more every day.
So there's a great story on ToddStearns.com, and this may very well be my favorite story of the day. So there was one of these battery-powered cars, and I guess the guy was going on some sort of a vacation from Washington, D.C., to West Virginia.
Interesting.
And the guy apparently forgot to charge up the car.
Oh, no.
And the battery died.
Ah.
Where, Grace Baker, you may say, Todd, where did the car just kick the bucket?
Where?
Grace Baker, I'm going to answer that question. The car broke down at the entrance to a coal mine.
Well, that's convenient.
Ironic. So anyway, a bunch of the coal miners come out and they look at the metrosexual battery powered car, and there's like, what's the problem? The guy says, yeah, it's battery powered and my battery went out. So the guys, they were going to try to hook it up and tow it, but it's plastic. So there's nothing, and there's not a tow. They can't tow it. So they had to push it. They had six guys pushing this battery powered car to the front office so they could plug it in.
Dang.
And get the charge. You know, that wouldn't have happened had he had a gasoline-powered vehicle.
This is very true.
So anyway, we got the pictures of it up on the website. And one of the guys, and really great coal mine dudes, they're just going to give you the shirt off their back. They actually gave the motorist a gift, a little license plate that said, a friend of coal.
Aww.
Isn't that great?
He's going to get coal in his stocking this year. But
remember the song, I've got Friends with Tractors?
Sure.
It's good if it's even better, I suppose, if the friends are coal miners.
True.
That brings me to our next story out of Colorado, where they're now, this is a bizarre story, but a Colorado utility company is now locking in thermostats. Grace, it is 69 degrees in my home. 69 degrees.
Mine's about 72.
Well, now this utility company is actually locking you out so you won't be able to change your thermostat level.
Nope. This is where I draw the line. Now, they're in Colorado. Now, if they tried to do that here in Memphis, I would start a revolt.
The thermostats are set in at 79 degrees.
No.
What?
We would die.
That's nuts.
It's super at night, especially. No way.
You know what you do? You get a baseball bat and you just bash the thermostat.
I don't think that solves the problem, Todd.
Or you could go down to the electric company and try your hand there, I suppose.
You go.
I don't know.
I couldn't survive the Memphis summers at 79.
So I'm curious, because in California right now, the thermostats are telling people keep it at 80 degrees.
I ain't doing it.
Would you do that, ladies and gentlemen? Grace Baker says, not going to happen. What about you? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Todd Stearns here. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, the founder of Timothy Plan, one of the most important organizations, I think, in the world, Art Alley, joins us. Normally from Florida, but Art, I understand you're in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I am. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. What's happening in St. Paul? Are you, a little vacation, R&R?
Well, Bonnie and I booked this historic tour of the Mississippi River in our RV. And this is early in the tour, and I'm standing here, believe it or not, in the Wabasha Street Caves, where we're having a presentation on how all the gangsters in St. Paul used to hang out here and hide out here.
That's fascinating. So you and the missus are doing the RV tour.
We are, and it's an incredible tour, historic, We're having the time of our life. But it's early on. We still got another 28 days to go.
So Art, that means you're going to be coming through my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, we will be.
All right. So, Art, I'm going to be offended if I don't see the RV in the parking lot. So we're going to have to we'll have to have barbecue.
Okay, I think that's a plan, man. All right. Memphis barbecue is as good as it comes.
Grace Baker, we got to make this happen. All right, this is. I don't care about. I know President Trump's trying to come on the show, but Art takes precedent.
I know. What the heck, you know?
We do have a Trump bobblehead. We need to get. Do you have a bobblehead, Art Alley?
You know, that's my next project.
It's the bucket list, Art. You got to check off the bucket list.
There you go, man.
So, Art, I gotta ask you a question here. We just did this story out of Colorado where, you know, a lot of the houses these days are smart homes. So they're controlled by computers and technology. And so now, as a result of the heat wave, a lot of people are no longer able to actually set their own thermostat in their homes. It's being set by the energy company. And a lot of people are upset because the energy company is now setting the thermostats at like 79, 80 degrees. And they're saying, hey, wait, what? I personally think take a baseball bat. There's no way. It's going to be 68, 69 degrees in my home no matter what.
At least at night, right?
But again, it's this idea that big tech, big government can come in and they can control how hot or how cold your house is.
And they're so bold about it anymore. They used to be doing this stuff in a covert way, Todd. But, you know, I think even worse than that is California. No more gas vehicles are allowed to be built or sold in California, and then they're telling the people with the electric vehicles you can't plug it in to charge it because that uses energy. I mean, how stupid are these people?
Oh, they're pretty stupid, Art. They're pretty stupid. But again, this goes to show you that elections have consequences, and people need to pay very close attention to all of this.
Amen. And, you know, we are in a war for the soul of America. It is a culture war. We are losing that war. I think we'd agree on that. And this is not a war fought with guns and bullets. This is a war with money. And the other side pours money into their agenda. They pour money in our case, you know, we deal with the publicly traded corporations, pour money into these corporations so that they end up going woke. And our side, you know, just doesn't quite get to that level yet. But I'm hopeful people are waking up.
Art Alley is with the Timothy Plan, the founder of a very important ministry for people of faith. And we're going to get into the investment part of this in just a moment. But, Art, I'd love to bend your ear on President Biden's decision to forgive all of these student loans. Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
It'd be a great idea if it came out of his pocket.
Yeah.
My God, you know, what an offense to hardworking people who either didn't go to college or did go and paid their own way or repaid their own debts. It is just a blatant scheme to try to buy votes from a relatively small group of people, percentage-wise. I think he really hit himself in the head with that one. You know, people are just waking up and say, you know, how stupid is this?
I have to imagine it's not even a political issue. I mean, there are a lot of people who are Democrats who work their butts off, sometimes working two or three jobs just to pay off their student loans, and they're saying, hey, wait a second, this is incredibly unfair here.
Yeah. You know, I think Democrat, Republican, I think that's lost all of its meaning. It is what's right and what's wrong. Truth is truth. Lies are lies. And we need to wake up whatever stripe you call yourself and see, am I better off under this kind of a leadership? Or am I better off where I can be free? I can make my own decisions. I can succeed or fail on my own. And I think it's a clear answer. People have lost the ability to think.
Art Alley.
I hope I'm not offending the audience. Cause
no.
They are accepted. They're thinking. That's why they're listening to you.
You're speaking truth, and I think people appreciate that. and we need more of it. Art Alley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, founder of the Timothy Plan. And Art, one of the things that really transformed and revolutionized the way I invested was the work of Timothy Plan. I mean, you guys are out there helping people make smart and really godly investments. And I want you to tell us in a nutshell what Timothy Plan is all about and how can you help our audience?
Oh, sure. I appreciate that, Todd. It's more that we are avoiding investing in companies that are trying to destroy us. And people have been totally unaware, you mentioned investments and most people's eyes glaze over. But they're waking up to the fact, you know, where is this money invested? I don't want to own these companies that I see on the news that are destroying us. And at Timothy, we have a team of 5 full-time people who do the research. We identify what these corporations are doing. And if they are funding what we call an unholy agenda, we will not allow our money management firms to invest in those companies. So investors can come to us. I wish there was a merchandising store like that that would drop all of the products of these companies that are trying to destroy us. But we do it on the investment side. And all they have to do is give us a call or go to our website. And in fact, we got a tool, Todd, that will help them understand. If we know the name of the funds they're investing in, we will tell them how much money is invested in companies involved in things like abortion, pornography, anti-family entertainment, non-traditional married lifestyles. And then they can make up their own mind. Do I want my money or the money God's entrusted to me to be invested in these companies? And so we help them understand where that money's invested. And all they have to do is call us.
I just think it's one of the most brilliant things, and you guys have been doing this for a very long time now and incredibly successful. People have grown their investments thanks to the wise biblical principles that you guys are following. What, $2 billion? Is that where you guys are at right now under investment?
Yeah, we really are.
Brilliant.
It's been 28 years. And I'm encouraged because in the early years, people weren't even thinking like this, but they are now, Todd.
And we've got
to help them. Yeah. I mean, I didn't start this war. I don't want it, but we're in it. And you can either go along or you can stand and say, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm not going to do this anymore.
All right, timothyplan.com. That's timothyplan.com. If you can't remember that, folks, we've got the link in the live show blog. So head over there, and I want you to give them a call. Reach out and find out how the Timothy Plan can help you. Art, we're going to let you get back on the road. Safe travels, my friend, and we'll be rolling out the red carpet. Well, actually, the blue suede carpet. It's the home of Elvis. So when you get to Memphis.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right, Art Alley, everybody, out there in the RV, traveling around. What a fun trip, starting at the headwaters of the Mississippi, and I suspect he's going to end up in New Orleans before it's all said and done. But we'll make sure we take him out, get him fed and watered, him and the missus, when they come to Memphis. All right, we're going to take a break here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. When we come back, Disney has caused a lot of controversy over a commercial that was aired during that insane LSU-Florida State football game over the holiday. Disney now promoting a demonic cartoon featuring the Antichrist. You can't make this stuff up, but it's true. We'll be right back. All right, all you folks in New York City, I'll be hanging out with my good friend Rita Cosby around 10:10 Eastern Time tonight. It's going to be a long day, Grace Baker. That's after the Chili Fest, or the Chili, whatever I'm going to be doing at the Chili judging competition thing. Anyway, we're going to be talking about this crazy story out of Memphis where a school teacher, 34 years old, mother of two, and she was out jogging early in the morning, and as a result of that, she was kidnapped and killed. We don't have a lot of details. They just announced her death earlier today here in Memphis, Tennessee, but the whole country has gone bonkers over this. And Grace, you know, one of the things that I find fascinating is how the mainstream media tries to spin this as if, you know, she was kidnapped because she was a billionaire heiress. No, she lived in a fairly modest home, and I wouldn't say they weren't destitute by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't think this was the narrative in the national media is not the reality of the situation.
Fair enough. I think that, you know, the national media just wants a more flashy headline, so they just try to look for those angles.
Granddaughter of billionaire.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, but I'm not sure. The business is worth a billion, but I'm not sure how much, you know.
They're worth, personally.
They're worth. Exactly. The other part of it, they're blaming, there are people on social media blaming her, and they said that she should not have been out at 4:30 in the morning jogging. But again,
I wouldn't do that. But that's not the point.
It's part of an early morning. You know, look, I've known runners back when I was not so close to a barbecue joint. I used to run marathons. And there is a process, and a lot of you have to put in a lot of miles. She had qualified for the Boston Marathon. So she was probably out on one of her long-distance runs. And if you're a mom and you're a school teacher, that's the only time you got to yourself.
That's true. And it being so hot in Memphis right now, I mean, going brutal early in the morning, it's going to be cooler and easier to run.
Right. So, but again, you should be able to run at 4:30 in the morning without having to worry about getting kidnapped and murdered.
Yes. It's very sad.
So this is, again, it's beyond me why people are trying to blame her. I will say this. If you are, I don't care if you're in Memphis or New York or wherever, you need to have some sort of a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
So you can defend yourself.
Definitely.
I mean, this is a big dude.
At least pepper spray at minimum.
Absolutely. Or an air horn, you know, and the air horn. I mean, you've got to be prepared.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So we're going to be following this story. But anyway, we'll be talking about it tonight with Rita Cosby on WABC, which is a great radio station. And you know why that station is great? Because somebody local there, our good friend John Castamatidis, actually bought the radio station and turned it back into a local radio station in New York City. And I love it. We had a chance to do the show from their studios a couple of months back. And just had a great time meeting the staff, meeting everybody as they're working to make radio great in New York City again. And they're basically thumbing their nose at the corporate radio talk shows and talk stations, and they're winning. They're winning in the ratings. And we're doing that to an extent here in Memphis at KWAM. Many of the radio stations that carry this program are, in fact, locally owned and operated. And I love that. And I hope you do, too. And as a listener, you know, it's incumbent upon all of you folks to get out there and to support your local radio station and let them know you're listening. Let them know that, you know, you're visiting the sponsors and buying stuff from the sponsors. That's why we have Wolf River Popcorn. By the way, Grace, I was talking to our buddy John, who owns Wolf River Popcorn. And he and his wife were at the party. I believe they were at the big the KWAM 75th anniversary.
Oh
party.
Yeah,
and Pete, he said that they can barely keep up with the out of state orders.
Well, that's fantastic.
We love to hear that.
Yes,
but
it's
the
good popcorn.
It's delicious popcorn. And if you it's folks, I'm telling you, it's the caramel popcorn is my favorite, but they have other kinds of spicy, like
the barbecue.
Yeah. And then they've got a mixture of it all, the salt and the sweet and the spice.
Yeah, that's the best.
But I'm a caramel popcorn aficionado, and I love this because it's super crunchy. And I don't know how they do it, but it's amazing.
So what I'm hearing is you need to judge a popcorn competition.
I'm all over that. I will be there in a heartbeat. But one of the great things is they have a little Christian message on every single bag of popcorn. So Wolf River Popcorn, if you guys can Google that, and you can order it online. And Grace, on that note, I got an email from our friend, the beloved Cheesecake Lady in Salem, Oregon.
Yes.
And they're sending us cheesecakes.
I heard a rumor. I'm glad it's confirmed.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to, oh, by the way.
Should be here.
I cannot wait. I forgot to talk about this earlier in the day. So another, it was just a weird crime thing going on in this part of the country over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Who can forget about this?
So one? Some guy who works at the airport in Tupelo stole a giant Tupelo. Airplane in Tupelo.
It's not a particularly big place.
He just, and so he's threatening to crash the plane into a Walmart.
Yep.
And people are freaking out. I mean, Tupelo's a good-sized town, but still, I mean, it's the Walmart.
Still, yeah, I don't know. But the Walmart in smaller-ish towns, it's like the hub where everybody's at.
So,
but he didn't crash into it, let's clarify.
So nobody figured this out, but I knew exactly where that guy was heading, and he was heading to Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
So he had sent a note. I think he was going to like do a whole suicide by plane thing, but fortunately there were some thunderstorms, and it blocked him from flying to Memphis.
Yes.
But people were freaking out. The radio station, people didn't know what was going on. We were going to try to position. We got a great guy here, Chet Hopper, who's one of our weekend hosts. And he is a Second Amendment guy. And so we were going to put him on the rooftop, and he was going to be our anti-aircraft defense system. So we felt like we were in good shape.
Yeah, we would have been in good hands in that situation.
But anyway, then the guy like crash lands and takes out like soybeans.
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic.
I felt bad for the farmer. There's just a huge gouged, you know, crash path in the middle of the soybean fields.
I bet he got some visitors after that, though.
Yeah, they said he was off his meds. That was the deal. You know, somebody asked me, I got a text message. We were talking about that, and they said, is it true that some people actually carry guns at your radio station? I said, hey, we're not NPR. We believe in the First and Second Amendment. All right, we got to scoot out of here. It is great to be back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com. Caleb Park, our great team of writers, they're busting out some great stories for you. Be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.